This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemiddag, goeiemiddag. Ons is weer eens besig met Community Matters. Is 12 uur en is vrijdagmiddag, is lunchtijd. En ons is weer eens in die huis, op die sitbank, in die kar en in die tuin, net waar u vir u bevind. Daar is ons saam met u en ons is baie, baie dankbaar dat ons vandag u sister kan wees, daar waar u is en dat ons kan gemeenskapstories, community matters met mekaar kan deel. En ons het vandag een hele vol program waar ons vir u gaan vertel wat gebeur in verskillende gemeenskappe. En ons is so dankbaar vir die Here vir hierdie pragtige somersdag wat hy vir ons uitgespaar het. En ek sê altyd vir u, ons kan nie die program begin sonder die Here nie. En ons is baie, baie bly dat ons saam met u kan wees op die gunsteling program. Ek is Susan Moss, u host. En ons is dankbaar dat ons saam met u kan wees. Ons het gaste, ek gaan net vir u sê wie ons gaste is, hulle gaan nou net vir u groet. Ons het vir Victoria hier vanmiddag met haar span, haar leier van hulle kerk en haar man en hulle geestelike ma is hier vanmiddag en hulle gaan met ons praat oor gospel extravaganza in vir Santa Kraal, daar is die woord, amper seker verkeerd, vir Santa Kraal, en dan gaan ons na hulle, gaan ons een artist het, Sipo Slara, en na dit gaan ons met Mariekie Besuidenhout praat van Abu, en Abu is een baie interessante counseling kursusse wat hulle aanbied, vir mense wat geestelike hulp nodig het, wat het kan aanlyn doen, en ook hulle is elke dag beskikbaar vir mense wat geestelike hulp nodig het. So dit is ons program. Dan moet jy pen en papier nader kry en dan Isabel Ross se resep vir die dag is vonkelende bessie drankie. Dis kerstyd, is somertyd, is feestyd en hierdie drankies is baie, baie nuttig, nee? Ons moet net gesonde goed daarin gooi, familie. Moet nie vergeet nie, net gesonde goed. En die drankie is daar. En dan wil ons net vir jy sê, hierdie groep gaan vir ons kaartjies weggee, ons gaan 3 kaartjies weggee op die lig, en jy moet ingeskakel bly op WhatsApp 0817291657, en hulle 3 kaartjies waarmee vir hulle vir ons gaan sien, en Victoria, baie, baie dankie vir dit, maar die vraag wat jy moet beantwoord vir dit op ons WhatsApp lyn is, watter dag en watter tyd is hierdie gospel extravaganza. Nou, ek gaan nie nou al vir u sê nie, u sal moet ingeskakel wees, u sal moet luister, in die gesprek oor die informatie, en dan moet u deelneem, en dan wen u een gratis kaartjie. Dit is een enkel kaartjie nie, dan wen u een gratis enkel kaartjie na die prachtige event, en ek kan vir u sê, as u op Facebook ingaan, en dan is het op Facebook, op julle social handles, ok, dan kan jy dit ook daar sien, en soos hulle praat, sal hulle vir ons sê waar jy dit kan gaan sien, en dan kan jy ook daar wees, en kom ons ondersteun die werk van die Here. Ons is mos een groot familie in Christus, hierdie ding van ons kerke se name en so aan, by die Here gaan ons net een familie wees, is dit die waarheid? En ons gaan een familie wees, ons is hier ook een familie, en kom ons ondersteun die breë familie, en ons vergeet van ons labels, ons tags, en allei klas van God, en ons is bloedgewaste kinders van die Here, en ons ondersteun mekaar, en ons lig mekaar op. Ons gaan na een lied luister van Jamie Jones, en die lied se naam is Lord, You Are Worthy. En ek wil net gou vir jy skrifie lees, Efesiërs 5 vers 19 in Engels sê, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. En vandag bring ons vir jy die woord uit die hart na, uit die woord na die hart. En onthou wie die belangrikste is wat waardig is, is ons geestelike hemelse papa. Nee? En ons gaan luister, ek is jy host, jy is op Community Matters, en dit is nou so 6 minute oor 12. Jy luister na Community Matters en dit is 10 minute oor 12. Ek is Susan Moss en nou gaan ons ons gaste, ons familie in Christus, hulle gaan nou gou-gou vir u hallo sê en ons gaan daar begin by Veronica, sy is die host, sy is die big brain agter hierdie goed. Is so lekker as vrou mense so die ons weet mos hoe om te organiseer, nee Veronica. Ons is mos multitasking. Die Here het vir ons geseën met hy gawe en ons gee nie om wie sê wat nie. Ons kan dit doen. Ons is net gebless met dit. Stem jy saam, pastoor?
Ek stem
saam. Ek stem saam. Ja. Ons kom van die Here af. En hulle gaan net gou vir jou hallo sê en dan gaan ons aan met die gesprek. Maar Veronica, kom ons begin by jou. Baie welkom by Radio Cape Pulpit en op Community Matters.
Geseën medeburgers in die huis van geloof, Victoria Steyni, jou host van die Gospel Extravaganza, wat die 6de December om 4 uur in Versantekraal Hoërskool gaan plaasvind. Dis lekker om saam te kuier, luister gerus saam.
Amen, daar het Veronica vir jou, vir julle gesê, goeie dag, en sy lyk prachtig, daar met haar wit en swart, en prachtige kind van die Here, kyk hoe lag sy. Mooi glimlach op haar gezicht. Dis precies wat die Bijbel sê, the joy of the Lord is our strength. En in hierdie tyd het ons soveel sterkte nodig, wat baie keer vitamines nie vir ons kan gee nie. Maar die vreugde van die Here bied dit vir ons. En dit is wat ons vandag hier in die atelier het, en die vreugde van die Here, en ons gaan dit met u deel daar in die gemeenskap. Ons is mos allemaal van ons is in die gemeenskap, en ons is van die gemeenskap. My broer, dit is nou Veronica se man.
Yes. Vrede, vrede in die huis. Ek wil allemaal groet in die onveranderlijke naam van ons koning Jesus. As vir my een voorrecht, voor alle voorrechte, om vanmorgen saam met julle te kan praat en te kan sê dat die Here goed is. My naam is Reino Stein, ek is van Versantekraal. Ons is net hier om te sê dat ons een show gaan het, 6 December, in Versantekraal. En dit is om 4 uur. Kom geniet die gesels saam met ons en daarmee is.
Amen. Dankie my broer. Ek kan sien jy is opgewonde. Kyk, ek weet nie wat se skoene julle gaan aantrek vir die koordans daar nie. Maar hulle sê tekkies doen die beste ding. Nee, dan breek jy hakke nie. En is dit die waarie? Of skop hulle uit. En dan skou voet. Is dit nie so nie? Nog beter. Want nou is jy so versigtig met die lang hakke, dat jou skoene nie breekie, en jy kan nie vir jou totaal oorgee nie. So skop hy skoene uit, en dit is op die 6de December, Saterdag, middag om 4 uur in Versantekraal. Okay, baie dankie my broer, Here, seën vir jy. Nou gaan leraar Geelboy, gaan nou vir ons groet, en met ons praat oor, wat dit behels, hoekom ek wil hê, jy moet vir ons sê, waar kom hierdie visie vanaf en hoe lang het geneem om aan mekaar te sit, te organiseer en ons sit mos excellence in alles wat ons doen vir die Here. Nee, ons doen mos die heel beste vir ons pa. Ja, en weer eens waar gaan dit gebeur en ek weet nie wie gaan vir my sê social handles op wat die platforms kan hulle gaan kyk en waar vind hulle vir u nie, leraar.
Baie dankie, Susan. Vir die geleentheid, dankie ook aan die Radio Cape Pulpit.
Amen.
Vir die wonderlike geleentheid om bietjie met mekaar te praat, is een voorreg vir my, voor alle voorregte.
Amen.
Ja, groete ook aan die luisteraars, wat na ons stemme luister, wat kyk na ons. Ons glo dat, ja, daar is altyd een blessing.
Amen.
Yes. Ja, ek is leraar Geelboy en Klokolo. Die leier van die Volkie Kerk, die Volkie Church of God, in Versantekraal. Die Here is wonderlik, hy is groot, hy is goed. Ja, hy was, hy is, en hy sal altyd daar wees. Ja, ons, ek gaan een beetje praat oor die show, wat die 16 December afkom. Die 6de December afkom, yes, in Versantekraal.
Yes.
Het is wonderlik om hier oor te praat en
ek gaan ook so 'n bietjie praat oor die belangrikheid daarvan vir die wat gaan attend. Yes. Ja, Paulus skryf in Galasiërs 6 van die 9de versie. Skryf hy daar dat ons nie ophou moet ophou om goed te doen.
Amen.
Hy sê ons moet altyd weer goed doen, mos spesiali aan die huisgenote. Hy sê ja, ons sal hierdeur vergoed word as ons nie verslaap nie. So ek wil vir die luisteraars wat daar luister, wees toch versigtig, moenie verslaap nie, want dan kan dit laat word vir jou. Ja, but die extravaganza is deel van goed doen. Is deel van die sy in die koninkryk, jy het genoem Amen. In die begin van die gesprek hierso, dat die Great Commission of God is dat ons moet gaan die wereld ja. in en verkondig die evangelie in alle tale, in alle nasies en dat hulle, jy weet, tot inkeer kom en doop hulle dan in die naam van die Vader, Seun en die Heilige Gees. So die extravaganza is deel van die sywerk.
Amen.
Is deel van die sywerk. Nie almal wil elke dag by jou openlig wees nie. Nie almal wil elke dag kerk toestap nie. Wat daar is wat voel, o, daar is musiek. Ek wil 'n bietjie musiek gaan luister.
Ja.
So ja, ons het ook dan die platform en die event vir die music lovers
ja.
om te kom luister wat die Gees van God te sê het. Ja, en ja, die visie kom deur Sister Victoria, die Here op haar Amen. Hart gelê, 'n drop op haar hart gelos en want sy kan ek maar sê, want sy kan ook mooi sing, sy sing baie. So ja, en toe het sy die weet die visie na vore gebring, dit wat die Here op haar hart gelê het, en ons het dan daarvandaan het ons het aangevat.
Yes.
Nou soos ons altyd weet, is ons maar moeilik, mos spesiali as ons na die stem van die Here moet luister.
Yes.
Dan moet ons fyn luister, want die Bybel sê daar's baie stemmetjies. So ons moet fyn luister, want die Here leer ook vir ons, die skape ken die stem van hulle
Vader.
Yes. So en ja, en ons het verstaan dat die Here sê ons moet hierdie event hou.
Ja.
Ja, as ons by musiek kom, dan jy weet musiek is dra baie krag. Yes, musiek dra baie krag. Ek wil dit gou vinnig afrond. Musiek dra baie krag. So ons kyk na die boeke van in Handelinge, die Handelinge van die Apostels, dat musiek het die deure van die tronk oopgemaak. En ek wil vandag sê, daar is van ons wat gebind is, kom na die extravaganza event toe, sodat dat die ketangs losgemaak kan word. Die Bybel sê, terwyl Saul drukking het op sy hart, speel David die harp, en die Bybel sê, Saul het gerelief.
So leraar, u sê vir my, as hulle kom na die extravaganza toe, dan kan hulle daar leer, hoe om te loof en te prys in 'n storm waarin hulle is.
In 'n storm waarin hulle is.
Reg?
Dis presies wat ek vir u sê.
Ja, en hulle kan dans in die reën.
Hulle kan dans in die reën en hulle moet asseblief seker maak, bring gemaklike skoene saam.
So hulle kan huis toe gaan met 'n boodskap. As ek in die probleem is, dan kan ek die Here loof en prys. En ek gaan uit die probleem uitkom.
Gaan uit die probleem uitkom. Onthou kortliks dat Esther is
ja.
Die priest, terwyl hulle 'n bietjie onder druk is met die ontrouheid van die volk, sê dan sê die seun van Jael vir die priester, luister, in die saak is daar nog steeds hoop.
Amen.
So dit is hoekom is hope and healing. So kom word genees. Ek weet ons sit in behoeftes, gender-based violence, ons sit met drug addict en al hierdie goedjies. Kom asseblief die 6de Desember en kom come get your healing.
So familie, ons luister gou na hierdie lied, God roep na jou. En van X29, so God roep vir julle Saterdag die 6de Desember om 4:00 in Visantekraal. Jy luister na Community Matters, your favorite station, and I'm your host Susan Moss, and we on the second half of our program, and I am super excited. I told you earlier, we've got a full-packed program from the community. We in the community, we from the community, and we have Pastor Saki here, known to you. He belongs to our community committee, a pastoor met baie hoede op sy kop. Hy was nou die dag weer op Facebook en saam met ons chairman. And did you talk about gender-based violence?
We did.
You did. GBV, hulle daaroor gepraat. En ek gaan nou nie hulle tyd opneem nie. Maar we are so, so glad and so honored, Pastor Saki, to have you in the house. Once again, thank you for coming. And our brother, Prophet. Zippo.
Yes.
Prophet Zippo, and you also got many hats, but yes. He's going to talk about one hat this afternoon due to time. And I just want them to say hello to you. Pastor Saki, just say hello to the people out there, please.
Greetings to the listeners of K-Pulpit. Today, yes, indeed, I brought a friend of mine, a musician, Prophet Zippo Slaga. To share about his exciting work he's doing in his music, and he's coming from my township, Khayelitsha.
Amen. You know what I was saying just now, you mustn't allow pastors in the studio. It's very difficult. They want to, if you ask them to say hello, they start by Genesis and they end by Revelation. So you must just show them signs here, you know. But I didn't need to do that. He's well trained.
Yes.
Prophet Zippo.
Yes.
Please greet the listeners, and I will let you go on. Tell us about yourself, about your the gift that God gave you, the ministry, how it all started. Mm. Where was it birthed? And yeah, because I will just let you flow as God leads.
All right. Thank you so much for having me here too. I greet everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, already have said that my name is Zippo. My surname is Slaga. I'm from Khayelitsha. I was born and bred in Eastern Cape in a small town, Case Kamahok, next to King William's Town.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here in Cape Town. Yes, with my family. I'm married for 14 years now.
Hmm.
Yes, we have 3 kids. I think for now that's all. Thank you.
We'll have you back next time more,
yes.
I promise, to get more info on your life.
Yes.
But tell us about your gift that God gave you, about the song you write, the wrote, your album, how it was birthed. Where does it come from?
All right. No, I started to be in music while I was still a teenager at church.
Wow.
I gave my life to Jesus at the age of 11 years. Yes, I was doing standard 3. That's where I gave. And then I started to be committed in the programs of the church. Basically, I'm from Baptist. Yes, I was in Eastern Cape back then in Gilead Baptist Church. That's where I grew up, and I started to participate while I was a teenager because I think the gift
serving.
Yes, in the church. And also, I think that's where most the elders in my church saw that there's a potential in the ministry of music. Yeah.
Amen.
And then while I was young, they started to combine me with a senior youth in our church.
Amen.
So I started there to be in a worship team, singing until the high school level, until the tertiary level, until now. So I started to record in 2020 the first track. It was called Konke Kuyenzeka. Whatever that is impossible to man, to God, it is possible.
Awesome.
So Konke Kuyenzeka in Xhosa. So I started to record that song in 2022. So when I record, it was the first single. So the second one, it's Jesu Ulidwala. So Jesu Ulidwala basically is establishing the Lordship of Jesus as a rock. As a rock, you will remember that upon this rock I will build my church and
Amen.
The gates of hell shall never prevail.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
Basically,
wow.
That song that said Jesuli Dwala, it's coming from that lineage. Yes. So
that's deep.
Yeah.
Powerful. That's a worshiper.
Yes, that's a worshiper. Yes. So it's not even a month that we have released that song, but we have seen it online. People are screaming it, and people they are playing it in different radio stations. Already people they are playing that song, and people they appreciate the craft of that song. So thank you so much even for inviting me here, so that as well I can tell the listeners of Radio Cape Pulpit about Jesu Ulitwala.
So where can we find the song?
All right, the song, it's on online stores. Mm-hmm. You find it at online stores, Spotify and YouTube and iTunes. And also, there's a lot of, all the online stores. If you just search Jesu Ulitwala by Prophet Zipho Slaga, that song, I can assure you, you will get it. Okay. And you will be blessed by that song.
Can you give us your telephone number?
My telephone number is 071-95-00-69. 071-95-00-69. People, they must feel free to book me. I'm very flexible. I'm not only singing to Kylie Chat. I'm singing, if I'm invited, even around churches around Cape Town.
Yesterday we were in Delft.
Yesterday I was in Delft in a colored church.
Did you sing Afrikaans?
But if you give me time, I can tell you I can sing. I can sing if you give me time. If you invite me a week before.
Just a week?
I'm telling you.
You're your gift.
If you just invite me a week before.
Because Pastor Saki can't help you. The Lord must help you, my brother.
For an example, yesterday I was in Delft in a colored church.
Okay, that's wonderful.
You see, I cannot sing. I must be relevant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had to sing some colored songs, as an African song. Let me put that way. African song. I have to sing those two songs. I have to learn it very quickly on that short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things
correct
through Christ.
Correct.
So you can do all things. In a correct week's time, you can speak Afrikaans. Isn't that awesome?
By God's grace.
Family, you on Community Matters, and I'm your host, Susan Moss. And we're here with Pastor Saki and Prophet Zipho. And you heard the beautiful news. What can come out of the community? Many gifts if you are grounded well. En ek moet nou versigtig wees, want is nou pastore en prophets en many heads wat hier by my sit. So, but that is what can be done. And we definitely going to invite our prophet again to talk more about his gift and how you can get there. By Isaiah 1 verse 19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land.
That's right.
And isn't that what happened to you? From serving, you were willing, you were obedient, and then the blessings flow. Sometimes we first want the blessings, but it doesn't work like that. First seek the kingdom of God. That's and all right. His righteousness.
That's right.
And he shall give everything else to us. So family out there, we're going to listen to a song. We will serve the Lord. And this is exactly what our prophet and our pastor was talking about. Serving the Lord in music. Serving the Lord with your body. Stand up. Go ye therefore. And be obedient and be willing. And then you end up on all other platforms on social media handles with songs, with gifts and ministry towards. And we're going to listen to that song, and we've got a few seconds. I just want our family to say quickly goodbye to you, and then we can let them go. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to us, and also to bring such a gift. Indeed, is one of the famous people from Khayelitsha.
Wow.
So indeed, from, as you say, from the community, to have someone like him, it's such a blessing. Thank you for honoring such an invitation.
Our prophet, can you just say bye to the family, please?
Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate. Surely I will come back, because definitely, I'm not only singing, I'm also a part of the community. I'm a spokesperson of Khayelitsha Religious Forum as well. So I will speak more about that.
Hello? Mariki?
Hallo, hallo Susan.
Hi, hoe gaan dit daar?
Nee, goed en met jou?
Ach nee, baie goed, dankie, is lekker warm in ons Kaap. Ek dink is bietjie koud daar by julle, nee.
Ja, dit is bietjie
reënerig. Maritjie, baie dankie en baie welkom by ons en baie welkom op Community Matters. Ek het vanoggend gesê ons gaan interessante goed hoor oor we go out, dis in Engels. We're going to hear exactly today what Abu is all about. And we're so grateful and we're so honored, Maritjie, to have you as such a beautiful lady with so many hats on her head. So, Maritjie, can you tell us who is Abu and what do they do, please?
Well, Susan, I first want to thank you very much for having me. I was also listening and I could hear there was lots of joy today in your program of Community Matters.
That's our strength, Maritjie, the joy.
And I also wanted to say the language of love is, can everyone understand it?
Yes, you're so right.
English of Afrikaans, yeah.
Thank you.
Abu is of course the Association for Biblical Bible-based Counseling and Training, and we train the biblical counselors, and we've been doing it now for the past 33 years.
Wow.
And then we of course also in with Cape Pulpit we also, I do telephone counseling there for you if people would like to phone in and they need somebody to give them counseling, then there will be somebody that is serving there to help them. We, of course, equip believers. We do this training and it's all about the principles of and the dynamics of heart change and the method of biblical counseling. And then we teach them also how to guide them. Other people who come to them for counseling, fellow believers, people in the community. That's why I'm also glad that I'm speaking on your program today, because community, of course, matters.
That's right.
And then help the person one-on-one too. This process of heart change.
Maritjie, can I just ask you something? I think it's so important. Sometimes people, even if they do belong to a church, and even if the family in the house is saved, sometimes they just feel they just want a private person, somebody that doesn't know them at all, you know, to give them some counseling. Do you sometimes get that? I can see because you, and tell us how important is this Bible counseling? How important is the Bible in counseling?
What you say there is that it's we listen to our pastor and we know that we can have a relationship with, but people sometimes feel that it is they want to be more private, like you say. So our counselors can also help a person with that, you know, and invite them to come and have counseling, you know, and then speak through the whole thing. The Bible, of course, is the foundation of all our courses. And I'm also going to interrupt myself here and say that we started this year with a brand new course, The Power of the Word, which I'm going to also give you more information about later. But why the Bible is also so foundational is it's the story of God. He is our Creator, our Father, our Savior.
Yes.
And He is our wonderful great counselor. Mm. So through the Holy Spirit and through the Word, that is actually where the counseling happens. We as counselors are actually just instruments in His hands.
Yeah.
So through His story in the Bible, we can guide the person, but it also tells us who God is.
Amen.
And His love and His grace and salvation and how we can come back to Him and in a loving relationship live with Him and with our fellow believers.
Wow. Mariki, we've got 5 minutes left. Can you give us an example of a heart change, seeing that you experience this every day, doing it for so many years? I'm sure you have so many stories to tell. But can you just give us an example of heart change?
Yeah, maybe to say that heart change is maybe the Bible used the word repentance,
mm-hmm.
and that is that journey of growth where your heart is transformed,
Amen.
and when you are turning back to Jesus as He is our great counselor,
Amen.
Like it is said in Romans 12:2, you know, let God transform your mind. Let Him make the change.
Yeah.
Now, the example that I want to use is from the Bible. If we think of the example of where Jesus counseled Peter when He warned him that he will deny Him 3 times at his trial. That is when Jesus was already caught by the soldiers and all that. So one can just think of all the tension and the fear that the people had. But Peter followed Him at a distance, and he was alone. And he was then confronted by some strangers there who asked him and questioned him. And suddenly his heart became very fearful.
Amen.
And in that moment, he was afraid also that they will also kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when his heart, which is, he tries to protect himself, all of a sudden he was just thinking of himself, forgetting who
yeah.
he is. And then he says, I don't know Him.
Wow.
So that's
wow.
denial what is really going on in his heart, and he wants to protect himself and so on. And then when Jesus look at him, then he remembers. And then in that moment, overcome with sorrow, you start to cry. And that is actually the moment of repentance. It's actually so wonderful. One don't even feel sorry for Peter. It's wonderful that
I agree with
that
you.
The Holy Word, Spirit touched him and let him turn back.
Yeah.
And then if we see him again in Acts 2, where he is this transformed in mind and in heart, and now he in dangerous circumstances, the people still want to attack him. They are persecuting all the believers, all the Christians, but he preaches the gospel.
Okay. Mariki,
he is a follower of Jesus.
Thank you so much for that awesome, powerful information. Mariki, we've got a little bit more than 1 minute left. Can you tell us about the courses quickly, and where can we find you?
Yeah, we offer it as the Bible-based counseling course we offer as a distance learning course, and the duration is a year. Students and presenters meet to one another weekly for online training sessions. Remember, all our courses are online.
Mm-hmm.
It is divided in 2 semesters. We focus on biblical change, and we start on Monday, the 2nd of February.
That's
people
right.
can register and on the web from now until the 31st of January, and our website is where they can register. It's www.abbo.org.za.
And your number, Mariki?
And if people want to contact me for more information, or they can call me at 084-50-111-02, or can send me a WhatsApp as well.
Okay. Mariki, thank you very, very much. And family out there, we will definitely have this again on radio with Mariki. And she's a beautiful lady, as you can hear, a real lady. But we will have it again. And while we listen to the song, Jy Kan Op Hom Vertrou, on Community Matters. het geluister op Community Matters en ons is so dankbaar vir u dat ons saam met u in die huis kon gewees het vandag. Familie, môre is Ricardo Benet op Saturday Mashup. Vanaand is daar exciting program van 3 tot 6 vanmiddag, wanneer u kan luister. En dankie Tinka vir jou pragtige boodskap. Dankie dat jy op pap kon eet en dat jy saam met ons gekon kom luister het. Ons sien vir u volgende week op Community Matters en dankie dat ons in die huis kan wees en onthou, if I can, you can, and together we can make a difference in the kingdom of God. En onthou die stories van die gemeenskap om vir ons te vertel en dat ons saam met u altyd deur in u huis kan wees, is vir ons 'n voorreg en die feit laat ons een familie saam met u kan wees. Die Here seën vir u. Ek is Susan Moss en dit is amper 1 uur en u gaan nou luister na die nuus wat gelees gaan word deur Wouter de Wet.
Uit die Kaap, vir die Kaap en verder. Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
Fonkelende Bessie drankie. Bestanddele: 1 koppie gemengde bessies van jou keuse, blou bessies, frambose, brame, 7 arbeie gehalveer, 7 vars basiliekruidblare, 5 teelepel suiker, 1 750 ml bottel ijskoue droë fonkelwyn. Sie lemonskyfies is ekstra, basiliekruidblare en bessies vir garnering. Die metode: meng die bessies, arbeie en basiliekruidblare in 'n mengbakkie en sprinkel die suiker bo-oor. Gebruik 'n houtlepel en knees alles. Laat staan vir 30 minute in die yskas. Roer 1 koppie van die fonkelwyn by die bessies en meng goed. Geer dit deur en sif in 'n glasbeker en voeg die res van die fonkelwyn by. Garneer dit met suurlemoenskyfies, blaartjies en bessies soos jy verkies. Bedien onmiddellik of ijskoud saam met die voedsel.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.